the difference between Tesla and Fisker electric cars.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The electric car company Fisker has laid off three-quarters of its employees, and reports now suggest a bankruptcy filing is near. The Fisker Karma sports car can toggle between electric and gasoline-assisted power, but they haven't made one since last summer. Fisker's financial troubles are especially controversial because the company received federal subsidies, money that in retrospect doesn't seem well spent. Regular contributor and Slate blogger Will Aremus feels too many confuse Fisker with Tesla Motors.
Tesla got about a four-year head start on Fisker. It started by building core technology. It started by building a really innovative electric battery. Fisker came in and started with the design of a car. They designed a body, and then they got the battery technology from a different company that ended up going bankrupt last year. Tesla used its battery to sell to other car companies. That helped it finance its own models.
So you don't see Fisker's troubles as an indictment of the idea of the electric car?
No, I don't, David. I see Fisker's troubles as indicative of something that should be pretty obvious, which is that it's hard to build a successful startup company. It's really hard to build a successful startup car company. And a successful startup electric car company is just not a sure thing. A lot of things have to go right for it to work. Tesla seems to have been able to pull off that miracle. Fisker has not. Neither one says that electric vehicles will or won't be the future. But the Tesla data point is more interesting to me because that seems to indicate that there is an appetite out there for electric cars if they're done right.
Slate tech blogger Will Aremus.